Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. Reports from Myanmar say at least four protesters have been shot dead by security forces in the main city of Yangon on the day the military celebrate Armed Forces Day. Anti-coup protesters have called for major demonstrations despite being warned that they would face deadly force. Laura Bicker reports.
Pictures show a city shrouded in smoke and tear gas with multiple reports of gunfire. Security forces shot into a crowd which had gathered outside a police station to protest the military coup. Demonstrations have been held throughout the night, including candlelight vigils, as people gathered despite a chilling state TV message that protesters would be shot in the head and the back. Earlier, military generals gathered to celebrate Armed Forces Day. Leader Min Aung Hlaing promised to hold elections, but gave no date. He said his army wanted to safeguard democracy. Activist groups claim that more than 320 people, including children, have been killed following the coup against the elected government on February the 1st.
President Biden has condemned a new electoral law passed in Georgia, saying it's clearly designed to prevent black people from voting. The measure makes it harder to vote by post and tightens identification requirements. David Willis reports.
President Biden called the Georgia law an atrocity and said it was clearly designed to prevent black people from voting. And in a reference to laws that legalized racial segregation in the South, he referred to it as Jim Crow in the 21st century. The Georgia law places tougher restrictions on voting by mail and even bans people from offering food or water to those standing in line at polling stations. Black and Latino voters tend to favor Democrats, and Joe Biden was the first Democratic candidate to win the presidential race in Georgia in nearly three decades.
The Republican governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, accused the president of seeking to destroy the sanctity of the ballot box. Tougher restrictions have come into force in Poland, where coronavirus infections are at record levels, adding to the partial lockdown introduced a week ago. Adam Easton is in Warsaw.
Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said the country is experiencing its most difficult moment since the pandemic began. Many hospitals are reporting shortages, not just of beds and equipment, but of trained staff. Mr. Morawiecki said if the infection rate continues to accelerate, and most experts say the third wave here is yet to peak, then the health system will no longer be able to cope. Officials have urged Poles to work from home where possible and refrain from travelling during Easter. Churches in this deeply Catholic country will remain open, but the number of people allowed to attend Mass has been further reduced.
Adam Easton reporting. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC.